Curtis, a 3-0 win, two goals for yourself. That's a pretty decent afternoon.
Yep, good day's work, some would say. Brilliant result, brilliant team performance, and just what we needed, I think, at home.
Yeah, after two performances where you won without perhaps being at your best, how pleasing is it for the side to be able to put in a performance like that?
Yeah, well, I think we have to take on board. We're not going to play brilliant every single game, but when we don't play brilliant, we have to grind out the results, which we've done. And now today's performance, I thought we were excellent. And we've also got to back that up and take your chances when they come, which we've managed to do today. So, yeah, really pleased.
Talk us through your two goals. The first one in particular just seemed a wonderful team goal.
Yeah, excellent. Moved the ball really well. Created space and cut Crawley open. And then it was a nice cutback for me, a little bit of movement in the box, and I'm there to just tuck it away, which was nice.
And then when you get your second and the third before half time, it was just reward for the putting Crawley to the sword in that first half hour.
Yeah, definitely. We set a really good tempo from the first whistle. We knew we had to be at it, and all over them high pressure, not letting them settle down at Fratton Park, and let them know that they're in for a tough day's work. And straight away we done that, and they weren't able to cope with our pressure.
And there must be a little bit of disappointment coming off of any striker when you're on two goals.
Yeah, naturally. Just said there, I'd like to have got the hat-trick and the match ball, but it's not to be today, but three goals and a clean sheet and 3 points is brilliant, so we move on to the next one.
Serious competition still up front. When you think Michael gets a hat-trick in midweek, you get two today. Connor's always knocking on the door as well. You've got Noel Hunt too, and all he's achieved. There's a real battle up front.
Definitely. Competition's good though, you see. It pushes people, and you're there to raise your level. When you've got players and obviously teammates snapping at your heels, if you're in the team, you can't take your place for granted, and you have to make sure you're working, giving 110% each day in training and come match days, and hopefully you're one of the ones that's on the pitch.
And I guess now it's just about trying to build on this against Wickham next week, who might come and try and make things a bit more awkward and sit back as other sides have.
Yep, that may be the case. We have to set up a way of breaking that down. We have to just do our homework and be ready for whatever challenges they bring, and we have to adapt to that and hopefully just keep on picking up the performances and the points at home.